Oh, welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents. I'm going to take us on one real quick here because I just came across this. This is great. We've been talking about Republicans get to do whatever the heck they want. Democrats try and play by the rules. So we're coming up with, you know, not so crazy solutions if you think about it. Just
no, historically, you know, accurate.
Yeah, historically accurate, and making it so that, you know, you have actual conversations about things that maybe, and maybe we get a better, maybe we should not just redraw the maps as far as within states to, you know, fair maps that way. Maybe we should make fair maps of the entire United States and, you know, get the Eden Flag Corporation to, you know, manufacture a lot more, and that's a made in the USA corporation as well. So you'd be boosting American commerce, and that's really important too. Speaking of which, the Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce, WMC, they released a statement today. They have a solution to the workforce shortage problem.
I think I saw this headline before we jumped on, but I didn't get to dive into it.
Oh, they're calling on Governor Evers to launch a talent attraction campaign. This that is why I'm laughing. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, combined state chamber and manufacturers association, a coalition of business groups, sent a letter to Governor Evers urging him to launch a talent attraction campaign aimed at addressing Wisconsin's workforce shortage. The letter calls on the, what's the minimum wage now? $7.25. Fantastic. The letter calls on the governor to utilize $3 million in funds from the Wisconsin state budget and additional money from the American Rescue Plan Act. They recommended the talent attraction campaign to be modeled after the campaign launched in 2018 by the Wisconsin Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The talent attraction campaign started in 2018 by Wiedek helped share with the rest of the country that Wisconsin is a great place to grow, learn, and thrive. In part, the letter reads, quote, employers in Wisconsin have severe worker shortages and an inability to fill key positions, according to Wisconsin WMC. In the Wisconsin Employer Survey conducted in June of this year, the biggest challenge facing Wisconsin employers is the workforce shortage, with 86% of employers indicating that they are struggling to hire workers. Moreover, 72% of these employers responded that the workforce shortage is the top public policy issue facing Wisconsin. So instead, can you hold a... Can Governor Evers, we're having trouble attracting workers. Can you hold a hiring campaign for us with taxpayer-funded dollars because we can't figure out how to hire people or get people to get hired?
Raise the wages.
Have you talked to the employees at all?
No.
We gotta get these nameless people to rabble. We're not getting enough rabble to come in and just do whatever we want for the hours that we want at the time that we want it. All the time. Why won't people just rearrange their entire lives and put their kids possibly at risk by leaving them at home at different times if they can't be there? Just to go and make our factory work a little bit better. I wonder why people don't work.
I can't pinpoint it, but maybe an ad campaign attracting workers is going to be the silver bullet.
Yes, because that's different than the employee. Like, have you tried Indeed?
I hear ZipRecruiter. Yeah. There you go.
A lot of ads. Really? Yeah. Like that. There's an. I just had to laugh because they finally put forth a solution. The solution is, can you do it for me, Governor Evers? I wasn't good enough at attracting my own business or my own employees because I don't employ well. Great. How's your retention? Is that good? Did people want to come and work for you during the pandemic? Did they put themselves at risk to want to go and work for you? I did for here.
Yeah, I did for here too.
Yeah, I could have. I could have done a bunch of different things. But you know what I did for here? You know why? Because I like the place and they does its best to take care of me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's amazing how that retention works. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, we got Mark from the Saxton on the line with us. Mark, what's your tangent for the day?
Well, you just kind of pulled me away from saying that North Dakota and South Dakota should have just been one state rather than just two states.
Of course.
If we had more time, Mark, I would have been able to divulge into that. But Brian wanted to jump to the 53-state solution. It's okay. It's okay. We'll talk more about it on future episodes of Dueling Tangents.
We have only an hour. I got to get to stuff.
And then for the wages, I mean, good God, increase the wages. And rather than, you know, let's go after these companies that are actually advertising in Mexico for people to come here and work. And these same guys are promoting politicians that complain about, you know, the immigrants at the borders. Well, if you boost the wages up to where they should be, and you actually provide, you know, subsidies for people to get to take care of their kids at home, and health care for these people, maybe more people will be going back to work. I saw today where they're advertising at Culver's $15 an hour for adult workers. Well, $15 an hour for the kids, too. Maybe $20 an hour for the adult workers if you want to get workers there. I mean, all these places are advertising for workers. Well, you have to boost the wages. And yes, prices are going to go up, but I don't know what the add-on for individual items is when you have to boost the wages, but it isn't all that much, and that's not going to be inflationary because it will improve the economy. All the Republicans want to do is destroy the economy so they can have us be a bunch of feudal serfs, and you guys would be rounded up because you're promoting dangerous ideals of people actually deserve to have a decent way of life, rather than just grind their way to the grave.
You made me want to bring up a couple numbers here, Mark, that I brought for you. John Deere, who's they aren't currently on strike, I believe, mm-hmm. still.
We talked about it on Monday.
Could give every single employee $20 an hour raise, a $20 an hour raise, and still net nearly $3 billion per year in profit. That's why their workers are on strike. Apple could raise all employee wages by a whopping $140 an hour and still retain a net yearly profit of $43.4 billion. American Express could raise wages by $26 an hour and still net $3.5 billion a year. Cisco Systems, a raise of $32 an hour a year and still net $5.3 billion a year. And the list goes on and on because rough math. Just real quick, there's a lot of insurance added on, a bunch of other things, but rough math will tell you that if you give 100 employees a $5 raise for 1 year, the cost is right around $1 million.
Yep.
So,
and we got Kuchka texting in on the line at 844-967-2789. He says, fancy, the posters on the L and the Metra attracting workers from for individuals in Illinois to Wisconsin really work.
Oh, yeah, they totally did, because Scott Walker did that. And did they? Oh, yeah. Did it still revolve? I don't understand. Okay, here's a thing. We have a problem. The employees don't want to work. Let's ask. Who are we going to ask about this? Let's ask the employers. And they said they have a worker shortage and we're having a problem finding workers. Have they bothered to ask any of the employees or prospective people who would be employees? Why don't you want to work for us? Why wouldn't you? Have they ever thought about what it would be like to work at their own factory or their own places?
I don't know. Maybe some introspection would be good. We are dueling tangents with Luke and Brian. We got off a little bit on a tangent there, but we love having
the
callers.
I know, but this is the reason why you have to get maps fair. You have to go and play dirty and make this stuff happen.
We
you have
see.
To change yes. it, and the only way to do it is by playing fair. Mom, they're doing it on purpose, and I don't like it.
Keeps hitting me. Jeez. Changing the rule, throwing the board game at the bottom.
Just stop touching me.
Exactly. So maybe we'll come up with some more ideas in future episodes of how Democrats can fight back and do some big things. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Devil's Advocates are up next.